I still think it's a dang wrong move. I really do, because I look at it as long-term future. The future could be Justin Fields. I don't think it's Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. not by a long stretch. So could he be better right now? Yeah, maybe. I'll say this. The beginning of that game, the first half of that game, I'm like, I told you Justin Fields should have stayed in there, all right, because I think he would have eaten him alive running the ball and making throws and things. Instead, Russell gets hot. He throws a couple of moon balls up there that Pickens, you know, comes up with some great catches. But as the game went on, Russell got better and better and better. And the confidence, you could see his confidence grow. But, again, Mike Tomlin, who the hell am I to question Mike Tomlin? But I'm paid to. I never would have gone, you know, would have made that move. But it looked like, you know, he looks like a genius because it worked out certainly yesterday.
Mike Tomlin, a genius. That's Rex Ryan. What happened to Rex?
I don't know. He just didn't want to go back on his opinion.
Right.
Looks stupid.
See, I think we all need to do that. Like, I'm wrong an awful lot. That's part of this. Like, Mark Schlereth came on yesterday and was giving Russell Wilson his flowers. Nobody was harder on Russell Wilson than that guy. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to admit to be wrong. I was flat out wrong about the Justin Fields thing. I think we did a good job late in the week trying to understand what was making Mike Tomlin what was helping Mike Tomlin make that decision last week. But I was wrong. I said I'd have gone with Justin Fields for some of the reasons that Rex said. But then you see Russ, and you think about what could be, and I thought it was a ballsy move, and it was the right move. It's okay if I'm wrong.
I think that in like this scenario with, say, like Rex Ryan not wanting to be wrong, and maybe some people that have said that they wanted Justin Fields the whole time and still holding on to that, is that no matter what Russ does this season, you can still say that Justin Fields did enough that you could find out and win this year with him and also find out about your future. Like, I think in people's minds, what Russ did on Sunday night, some of these, like people like Rex Ryan,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't that far off from what Justin Fields could do. Like, in their mind, Justin Fields could have done what Russ did and more and did enough all the way up to that point to say, like, okay, you can figure out about your future and you can win now. That's what you were doing before. Why go to Russ and him be a stopgap quarterback this year? That's why they could say that they're going to hold on to the Justin Fields take, in my opinion.
Yeah, anything that happens. Well, my guy could have done that.
Right.
And if it would ever go back to Justin Fields and we would go the other way.
See, well, I was right.
Yeah. My guy could do that. My guy could do that. We've done that for years with Kenny and with Mason and with Mitch Trubisky and all that fun. And I was hoping it was a thing of the past. I think it should be a thing of the past now. They want to win a playoff game. What we saw on Sunday, I think, was the quarterback that played is the guy that gives them the better chance to win a playoff game. And I've seen enough out of Justin to think he could be part of the future. And the mindset he's got might tell me more than anything else. And what's the harm in watching how Russell Wilson operates this thing? He operates it as a high-level, decade-and-a-half-long veteran, 9-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion. Watch him play.
You didn't sign Russ for him to be a backup.
You did not.
You signed Russell Wilson, and you persuaded him to not take any more visits after you really persuaded him not to leave the building in the offseason to sign here to be your starter, not your backup.
Yeah.
Like that was never a question. Russell Wilson, hey, you're going to compete for the job. There's no way that they even uttered those words. Like, no, we'll sign you. We want you here to be the starting quarterback of the Steelers.
And while we'll admit being wrong, we could also admit being right, and we talked about that all offseason. Like, he's the guy. That's why they got him first. And I actually think all this makes Arthur Smith look really good, at least from my vantage point. You went 4-2 with your backup quarterback, and he did different things, and they called a different offense. And then when your starter got in, it was different, and it was better. I think Arthur Smith's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
9th in the league in rushing, 16th in points scored, which is a significant upgrade over what they've done. And you've only had a one-game sample size of their starting quarterback. We have a guy on hold named Tank from Latrobe. This guy either is like a brick you-know-what house, or he's a really small guy, and his friends call him Tank, ironically.
Right.
That's what my friends would call me, Tank.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure.
More like what?
Nothing.
All right, we go to Tank in Latrobe. Tank, are you a big guy or are you a small guy? Or is Tank your birth name?
Crowley, I've been insulted in a lot of taverns over the years, but that was pretty good. Now, I play. I know Doran. I played left bench under Coach Fazio at Pitt. So I'm kind of a big guy. No, I'm a bigger idiot, though.
They say
bigger
idiot, though. Left bench?
Oh, yeah. What, everybody's like, what position did you play at Pitt? Left bench. Everybody else played.
Left out.
Left out, man.
That was me. I was just in the student section. All right, big guy. What do you got for us then?
Look, no Twizzlers for Doran. How could you not know the ultimate Steelers chant?
Well, I do think
I got a feeling Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. How could you not know that, Doran?
In Doran's defense,
I got a feeling Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
What? Thank you, Tank. In Doran's defense, he played in the NFL for 6 years. So when they're going to the Super Bowl.
Right. I was not alive.
I'm guessing in your downtime, you weren't watching 1970s Steelers VHSs either.
But I'm not alone here. Like, this is not, I don't think this is a thing that people utter now because they know that what the realistic option really is not is the Steelers not going to the Super Bowl. I don't think people are uttering that going through the streets right now.
I got a feeling Pittsburgh's going 9-8.
Like, did they say that in 2008?
Yes.
Nah.
2010, you know it was big in 2010, was the Black and Yellow.
Black and Yellow, I remember that.
That was, I mean, I had that song stuck in my head.
And then Lil Wayne came out with Green and Yellow.
Which was lame. That was lame. I like Lil Wayne, but that was lame. Derivative. Just like Starkey and Pomp yesterday were trying to come up with a nickname for what Najee did, which was...
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I like that. I think the Pittsburgh Plunge is good.
I like that name too, but it's, you know, it's a ripoff of the Lambeau Leap.
No. Everything's a ripoff, really, if you think about it.
That's
everything
true.
Is.
Everything. We're not even making new movies anymore. We're just...
No, it's a ripoff.
We're just doing ripoffs.
Everything's a ripoff.
Texter, Crowley's friends called him Tink, not Tank. Is that what you were going for? Tinkerbell? Something like that?
Tink.
Texter, I loved seeing Russell Wilson do play action, his touch on passes, how he read the defense. However, I would feel better if the Jets weren't missing both starting safeties and two corners. Okay, that's been like the in vogue thing to say now that we've had time since the game. Well, they were missing all their guys, which we talked about on Friday. You know what you're supposed to do?
That.
Yes!
That.
Like, if Calvin Austin is not running wide open in the middle of the field, that's a problem.
Right.
If you don't get Van Jefferson in the right play to catch a touchdown, that's a problem.
So wait. So Monday night, if they put up 38 points, are we going to come in and say and hear people say that, oh, it was just the Giants?
Probably.
Okay, then in the following week, if, you know... Okay, it'll be a bye week, but after that, you got the Washington Commanders.
Well, he's just a rookie quarterback.
He's just a rookie quarterback.
And then they beat Baltimore. They always beat Baltimore.
They always beat Baltimore.
Sometimes, man, we just need to boil it down to its simplest form. And we need to see something for what it is. And we need to enjoy life. I'm tired of coming in here and bitching every time the Steelers win. And I think it was fair that we've done that. But I don't think it's necessarily fair to do after this one.
I'm just, like, honestly, it is okay to take it for what it is, to see how many positive things happened and how balanced that football game was by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and look into the future and say, hey, you can win that way. It's possible. You could even say that for the first six games. It could be possible to win the way that they did because they were winning football games. But now whenever you see a balanced team that you did on Sunday night, you can close your eyes and say, I could see the Steelers winning a playoff game playing at that level. That's fine. And you're allowed to be excited about that right now.
Yes.
You are.
And you're allowed to change your opinion if they go out and lose to the Giants.
Absolutely.
Like, that's allowed.
Absolutely.
It's a fluid thing. It's a long season. It's week to week. It's month to month. We know that. Bill Belichick just said yesterday on McAfee, the season doesn't start until after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Which, yeah, you do want to be playing your best football at that point, but everything's a data point. Like, they're 5-2, good point differential, great defense statistically. They get after the quarterback. They take the ball away. They've been dominating teams in the second half. And I know that this didn't happen. But, you know, your one coverage breakdown against Dallas from being 6-1. 6-1. You're a fumbled snap away from being 6-1 or 7-0. So they're probably right where they should be at 5-2. And that was the best that they've looked in a long, long, long time. Like they put up back-to-back 30 points against Cincinnati and Seattle last year. The Seattle game was super impressive. So was the Cincinnati game. But, you know, I think people could be a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? My brain broke. You
cautiously optimistic, maybe? I don't know.
Pessimistic, I guess, because it was Mason Rudolph. But for me, that Russell Wilson did it and has had a track record, that makes me want to believe that more could be in the tank. Not tank the caller, just more in the
tank.
Yeah, hypothetical proverbial tank.
Yes.
Tank. 412-928-9370. Phone lines popping, text line popping, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You, of course, can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We're going to take more of your calls when we come back. We're having fun on a Tuesday. That's allowed. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We are joined in 12 minutes by Jason LaConfora, our Odyssey NFL insider. He's very close to things going on in Baltimore as he hosts a show on our brother station out there. Does he think the Steelers can keep up with the Ravens? Does he think the Steelers are a contender in the AFC? Do you? 412-928-9370. Are we making too much of this Jets win? Here's a tweet. I think this is a good one. Callers aren't saying anything about how the Steelers lost Jackson, who's among the league leaders in takeaways, and still performed at a high level with Beanie Bishop and James Pierre against Rodgers.
Great, great point.
It is, man. Like, every team's got injuries. The Steelers didn't capitalize against Dallas. That looks more and more like a bad loss. They didn't have their best two defensive players. They didn't have Brandon Cooks. Then the next week they go out and they lose so bad Jerry Jones is threatening to fire radio host. Like, it was bad. That one might hurt. We got another tweet here from Mike saying that if the season ended today, the Steelers would be on the road for a playoff game, so still more wood to chop. Okay, it doesn't end today. We're projecting out.
If it ended yesterday, they would be home.
That's right. If it would have ended after the first quarter.
Yes.
Where the Buccaneers had a 10-point lead. Boy, did they miss an opportunity to go up early. They could have been up 21-7. Baker's been good all year. He was terrible in that game.
What, he had 2-3 picks?
Yeah, he was really bad. The first pick of the game was just...
What was he doing? He had all that time.
Oh, he got a guy wide open. It's got to drive you nuts, because I've thought about this a lot, just because I work with you, and I understand that playing football is hard. Like, people breaking down the All-22. How didn't he see that guy wide open? I don't know. Maybe it's because the guy who's 400 pounds made of pure mayonnaise is standing on his foot. Like, maybe it's because Casey Hampton's laying on him. Yeah. That might have something to do with why he didn't see it.
Jason LaConfora is sponsored by mayonnaise.
That's right. Mayo game day be delicious.
Do you like mayonnaise, Callis?
I do. I can't eat it now, though, because I'm bland.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Do you like mayonnaise?
Yeah.
When you do a brisket or ribs or anything, do you put the mayonnaise coat around it?
I put the mustard.
You do the mustard?
Yellow mustard coat. But that's only like a binder.
Mm-hmm.
Just binds the seasoning.
There's you don't really no taste it.
No, there's no flavor.
Binder.
Yeah. Binding together.
French's?
Yes. No. Heinz.
Acrisure. Have you ever chopped wood?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was my workouts when I was younger.
We get along great. Sometimes I don't know how. Chopping wood.
Yes, splitting wood. I used to split wood in the backyard because we had a traditional fireplace in my basement. And I would go out back and Rocky style split it when I was like 10, 11 years old.
When did you first see abs?
As far back as I can remember. I mean, I started wrestling when I was five, so then.
All your kids have abs.
Yes. And they make fun of me because I don't anymore.
It would take you 3 weeks.
Yep.
Chop some wood.
Yep.
I've never chopped wood in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd probably mess up, so I would never even try it if I were you. You'd probably miss and then chop your foot off.
Yeah. There's big arteries in the groin, I feel like, too. Like, yeah.
Can't even big imagine you with an axe.
I don't think you have big arteries in your groin.
Yeah, you do.
I'm saying specifically.
Ron in the car next up. Hi, Ron.
Hey, guys.
You ever chop really wood, Ron?
I have a hard time. Yes, I have. When I was a kid. But I have a hard time believing that Dorn was actually born and raised in Western Pennsylvania. I've never heard that chant.
Well, so
even in the last couple of runs.
So again, this is something that continues to come up now, and I was surprised at first. But Dorn, how many games seriously have you attended as a fan, like a Steeler game?
Three.
Like, yeah.
Maybe my life.
Yeah, like not since you're a kid. Like
maybe one as a kid and three when as an adult.
When you walk out of a game at the end and they win, people are chanting and stuff.
That.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
But you're not. I'm trying to defend you.
Well.
Because you're my teammate here. We chop wood every day from 5:40 until 10. Doran's football experience was different than a lot of ours growing up. That's all.
I mean, I've heard the Super Bowl songs. I told you the story of being on the bus in 95, singing it every day. But I never heard that one. I got a feeling. I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. That's the only one I got a feeling I know.
I got a feeling.
That's where I thought you were going with that.
Ooh.
I don't think that there's many people that know that.
I think we're seeing an age gap thing, even though you and I are similarly aged. Texter, I have a feeling WVU stinks.
Mm.
Yep. Would agree with that.
Lots of fun.
I think chopping wood is among the most manly things a human can do. And if you can't chop wood, you should probably know how to fix cars and stuff.
I was just about to say.
Yeah, but I can't do either of those things. One time I had to take my wheels off my hockey roller skates, and I did it. You know, I got a wrench and all that or whatever the tool is, and my hands got all dirty, and my wife said it was hot, and it was taking wheels off of a roller blades. It's the only time I ever get my hands dirty. She loved it, though. Get a little dirt in the nails, you know? All right. Jason Luckenfora joins us next. Odyssey NFL insider. His thoughts on the Ravens' performance last night. Derrick Henry seems like, a real good fit. Are the Steelers in the same class as the Ravens? We'll start there with Jason. All right. It is a Tuesday at 9:35. That means we are joined by our friend, Odyssey NFL insider Jason Luckenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. Good morning to you, Jason. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm guessing all's well up there.
Things are good. Things
are good. Made the right move, just like we all thought. Just like everybody. He, you know.
I think that
we're all over. And
breaking up a little
Jason's
bit.
Jason's breaking. We might want to call him back, Callis. Hang up and call back.
A little, he's frozen.
Little breakup action there.
Yep.
I was going to ask him if he's ever chopped wood.
Probably. He probably has. Where did he grow up?
I don't know.
In Baltimore?
It's hard to say.
Huh. I think everybody's really chopped wood like at least once.
I don't know that I've ever tried it. I don't know that I've ever done that in my life.
It's not hard.
You like camping?
I would go camping if I could control my surroundings. Like if I know where I'm camping, like I'm not going to go lay in a tent. Like I'll go in like a camper, like in the woods. Like
I went camping one time with my friends and there was a lot of alcohol involved and very little nature. Spent most of the time in the tent.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We got Jason back. All right, Jason. Yes, Mike Tomlin makes the decision that was, I think, really unpopular around here. We even heard some of the boo birds. I mean, that's a hell of a move by him to bench a 4-2 quarterback. Can you see this team now being a contender in the AFC now that it looks like maybe they'll be able to throw the football a little bit?
Well, first of all, it was an incredibly gutsy move and one I thought was probably overthinking things a little bit. And maybe, you know, that the time for experimentation had passed when your team's winning games like that. But contender, I are they going to win a Super Bowl? I don't know. And I know that the broadcast made a lot of this move being done because you're, you know, that's what you're trying to figure out, which of these guys gives you a better chance to win a Super Bowl. Like, you've got a dynasty difference. You've got another team in your division that's doing some incredible things offensively. There's a lot of good football teams out there. I just think it's about continuing to win games. And now they've got two quarterbacks they probably feel fairly comfortable winning games with. And I do think there might be a melding of this at some point. Not that you're going to see it maybe as soon as we do in some situations. But I do wonder, as Russell gets his sea legs back and as guys get comfortable with him, if there might be downs and distances in parts of the field where it makes sense to get Fields still involved. And now you throw that wrinkle at defense as well, and you kind of take it to another level where you kind of have to prepare for both, or at least prepare for both maybe in the red zone or in short yardage, in goal line. I mean, color me intrigued. It certainly brought out the best in Pickens. I mean, you had Warren show up. You had Pickens show up. You had both tight ends show up. Vance Joseph show up. Like it seemed to bring out Van Jefferson. I don't know why I said Vance Joseph. it seemed to bring out the best in a lot. I got Denver on the brain. Seems like it brought out the best in a lot of people. So good on Mike Tomlin for having the conviction to try it.
Jason, is this now a two-team race for the AFC North? Has the Steelers and the Ravens separated themselves from the Browns and the Bengals?
I have major issues with the Bengals, but I can't say that they're out of it. Like, I don't really buy this mini winning streak that they're on. And now the defense has righted some things, and they're not giving up chunk plays everywhere, but they're still not good third down and red zone defensively. And offensively, they can't move the ball. Now, these are two straight weeks where Giants and Browns, I mean, okay, good defenses, but the Browns are not what they were a year ago. And you know, we're talking like 250 net yards in one game, just barely over 300 in the other. I think that they're 6-for-24 on third down the last 2 weeks. Like, how is that possible with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and this Chase Brown kid? The offensive line looks like it's starting to become a bit of an issue again. But, I mean, saying all that, they're right back in the mix. And, like, they've got another shot at Baltimore in a couple weeks. And that was a game where if the Bengals punter slash holder handles a ball correctly and they kick a field goal, they've got the upper hand on Baltimore already head-to-head. So, no, I think it's a three-team race, you know, for now. The Bengals' margin of error is incredibly slim. And, again, I'm they're not passing my eye test, but they're still there in the standings, and we still got a lot of football to play.
Jason LaConfora joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Okay, so the Ravens, I mean, they're running the hell out of this football, averaging 400-plus yards per game, scoring a ton of points. We're not as close to it, obviously, as you are. Is this the best the offense has looked in the Lamar Jackson era?
Without a doubt. I don't even think it's really close, because they can beat you a bunch of different ways. Like, they can beat you downfield with wide receivers. They can beat you intermediate and downfield with tight ends. The running backs are now a part of this passing game in a way that they never were in the past. They can beat you at the horizontal passing game. Lamar is diagnosing the blitz and finding his hots and understanding what teams are trying to do to him at a level that he never did before, you know, even in his previous MVP years. They're leaning into some personnel groupings that you don't see a ton of in the NFL, 21 and 22, with a lot of big bodies. And they're getting under center, and they're running play action out of it. And they're doing it with a 300-pound fullback and a 250-pound running back who, boy, you have to respect that they're just going to hand it off to Henry behind Ricard. But if they don't, you've probably got one or two mismatches downfield with Zay Flowers or Isaiah Likely or Mark Andrews. They're presenting some real schematic looks that teams are having to sort of pick their poison and find out which way do we want them to hemorrhage us? Like, what are we more comfortable with? Like, they're going to get their yards. Kind of, how do we want to have to make them earn it? It's pretty incredible. And then in the run game, I mean, it's a three-man run game. You know, Derrick Henry's doing incredible stuff, and he's running for more yards in the fourth quarter than a lot of starting running backs are for the season. But you still have to, you know, is Lamar Jackson going to keep this ball? Is he gonna throw it to Justice Hill? Like, we're starting to see Justice Hill and Derrick Henry on the field together a little bit more. Like, I don't know, man. The offensive line was a real issue the first few weeks. They've now got a 5-man unit that they pretty much trust. Like, nothing's unstoppable, but what they're doing right now, what the Lions are doing right now, is just in another class for me.
Jason, is the defense as bad as it looks statistically, particularly through the air?
Yeah. No, they absolutely have problems defensively. I mean, they brought in Dean Pease, who retired 4 times, to help straighten the defense out, because they've got a 30-something coordinator who's a little over his head right now. They had more communication issues last night. Roquan Smith is being isolated in coverage. He's being picked on mercilessly. You know, Patrick Queen, I know people up there maybe aren't totally happy with him. I can tell you this, Roquan Smith would take him back in a second. The Roquan Smith-Patrick Queen coupling was really at the center, the connective tissue of everything they did defensively. And this young man, Trenton Simpson, who's replacing Queen, is really fast. And I think he's got a bright future, but he don't know what he don't know. And so the him and Roquan together is a problem in coverage. Their free safety, Marcus Williams, he doesn't get anywhere close to the football. He doesn't seem to be all that interested in playing that much anymore. They haven't unlocked Kyle Hamilton in this scheme the way they did in Mike McDonald's. They've got a lot of work to do still on that side of the ball. No two ways about it. It's a lot easier to live that way when your offense can roll up 40-something on anybody, home or road. But I'll be very interested to see what they do at the deadline. It wouldn't shock me if they get a veteran linebacker. You know, if they try to get a Jordan Hicks or somebody else like that from one of these lesser teams who doesn't cost a lot to settle some things down. And then, you know, you can never have enough pass rush. Maybe they lean into, like, what a Tyrann Mathieu makes some sense for them. And having him in the same backfield as defensive backfield as Kyle Hamilton. They're going to have to do something. No, it's not good enough. It's not Super Bowl quality on defense.
Jason, awesome stuff as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jason.
Take care. Jason LaConfora, he battled through some connectivity issues there.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to us by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. Defense bad. I mean, getting Patrick Queen might be worth it just to get him away from the Ravens.
Right.
Honestly. You know, people had talked about Queen. Is he going to be good without Roquan? Roquan not looking so good without Queen. And Queen played great 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he did.
I'm not sure he was bad on Sunday either. I mean, Breece Hall's going to make a lot of guys miss, and they seem to settle down in the second half. All right, social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Texter, any news on Steelers trade rumors for a new wide receiver? No. But Caboli said yesterday he'd be surprised if they didn't add someone. I'll tell you this, Roman Wilson's getting a redshirt year.
Well, yeah.
Like, he played 5 snaps in the only game he played, missed all of training camp, had 3 weeks of healthy practice before they felt good enough even to give him the 5 snaps. Then he gets hurt, doesn't get a helmet. That guy's not going to do jack this year.
Nothing.
Not going to do anything. 50-minute mark, and that sucks. 50-minute mark in the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And to everybody who day in and day out texts in, Hunter Renfrow. There's a reason he's out there. Like, every day someone...
Seriously?
Yes. And I clicked on the person, and I'm not trying to insult you here. I mean, hey, you're looking for solutions. They need a better wide receiver. I get it. But I clicked on it to see if it's the same person. No, we're getting different Hunter Renfrows every day. Every day. I'll take Mike Williams for a 7th every time. Out of a 100 times out of 100 over Hunter Renfrow.
Yes.
I mean, I'll take Calvin Austin in the slot over Hunter Renfrow at this point. All right, social media's biggest loser is Donnie Football, who's lost 80 pounds from Awaken 180 weight loss, and he turns 29 today.
Huh.
Happy birthday, Donnie.
Happy birthday, Donnie.
What's the best age?
Ooh, 22.
That's a pretty good one.
22 is pretty good. Year out of being 21, being legal to go do whatever you want, really.
Yes.
You know, out of college. You know, you're trying to figure out things on your own. You're just, you know, and you're young.
It's all kind of scary, but really fun at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. If I could be any age forever, it would be 25. And because I think this is the best time of my life. Like, having kids, like, mm-hmm. It's a blast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to be there, but I'd also like to wake up in the morning without my back hurting.
Yes.
And I'd like to have 4 beers on a Saturday night without my head exploding the next morning.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think Donnie knows what's coming.
And it comes quick.
Oh, does it?
29 is like, oh. And then you're all of a sudden you're 33. Then you're 37.
Like it goes quick. When you get into your 30s, agree or disagree, every year you age, you really age too.
Yes.
Like, I was 28 and I could do things. And I'm 33 now. I turned 34 at the end of the month. I can't do jack.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe we just need to take better care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Chop Why wood. Am I lumping you in with me?
Chop wood.
Chopping wood. Donnie football has chopped some wood.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right. Tomorrow on the show, Doug Whaley joins us from 9 o'clock until 10. Ray Fittipaldo. Big show planned for Yins. Good stuff from Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass today. He's already down, what, 25 pounds? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Talk to Yins tomorrow at 5:40. Starkey up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months. With approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Hot one today. High 80.